Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice, it's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham is with us. Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It's so good to be here. I missed you last week, so I'm excited.
I know. It felt like the whole schedule was a little off last week because I went to London, but the gang is back together today. I see you wearing a hat, Donnie. Where's your luscious hair? Are you a little hungover? What is the hat about?
No, I'm just did not feel like doing anything. You know those days you wake up, you're a little lazy.
Lazy bones.
Yes.
Although I've seen you wake up, we've not slept together. Let's get that out the way very quickly before the rumors start. I've seen you very early in the morning. Fabulous hair. Even when you get out of bed. Oh, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous. You keep your hat on for as long as you want, my friend. Hey, what time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Kim Kardashian just sat down with Savannah and Hoda on the Today Show, and we've got all the headlines. I love this. So they went in. They did ask her all the questions we all want to know. So they asked her about her vacation. She was on vacation last week with Pete. She said she was just relaxing. Mm-hmm. She wanted to get away from the four kids for a few days. Then they dug deep and asked her about that relationship. She said, I waited a while. I waited a good 10 months before I was ready to open myself up. Donnie, how long do you wait? I see you giggling.
Yeah, because I waited a while, a whole 10 months. Whoa, Kim, heaven forbid. People had that literally just childbirth.
Like, well, somebody... Kim thought that time was very important because she said she needed that time for herself. And she felt like she wanted a new energy, something different. And he took her by surprise. I believe that.
Yeah, that energy, that BDE, energy.
Johnny, I had to Google that. That's big penis energy for people that don't know, because I didn't know what that was. I've never heard of such a thing. He's very different looking, though, from the other gentlemen she's dated. His vibe is different. I like this for her. I'm surprised that Kim fell for Pete, because we've known her, we've covered her for years. This is not her type, no.
No, Pete looks like Beetlejuice. Have you ever seen this? Because he's not, I think he's handsome. Some people might think he's just okay, but he's not what you would expect. Kim Kardashian, one of the most famous people in the world.
Yes, and she has a history. She's dated a lot of people. We've covered all her dating life, so we know. It's like if you dated certain gentlemen, Donnie, and then Pete popped up, I'm like, oh, That's an unusual choice for Donnie. It is. She went on to say that she waited too. She waited 6 months to introduce her children to Pete. And she said different things work for different people. So you have to do what feels right for you. And she said, be respectful and be as cautious as possible. I would imagine, I don't have children, but I would imagine introducing a new lover to your children. That's hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I could assume, because that's the point where you have to realize, is this really going to work or not? Because you can't just introduce a kid to somebody and then a week later you're like, hey, mom, where's Pete at? And he's like, who? Yeah. Pete who? Like, it has to be something serious.
Yeah, that's when we knew things were getting really serious with these two. We'd heard it. Our sources were saying Pete was into her. Her friends were saying she was into him. But it's when we saw him hanging out with the kids that we knew it was really serious. They had to ask about how she's getting along with Kanye. And she said, it's good at the moment. At the moment, I think, is the key there. She went on to say that we had Father's Day together and the kids spent the day with him. And it was a big, happy Father's Day dinner that she cooked with North. That's sweet, isn't it? So she said they're trying to honour and respect each other. But with Kanye, I would guess, you never really know, do you? It could change in a minute.
Yeah, because he could get a wild hair up his butt, turn to Twitter, and then next thing you know, he's blasting you, talking about you didn't see his kids. And you just never know with him.
You never know. I've never heard that expression. Yeah. A wild hair up your butt.
That's like, I swear that's supposed to be a Southern phrase because we say it all the time, but you use the curse word, obviously.
I would imagine. But I do like it. Yes, it caught me by surprise there. I've never heard that expression, a wild hair up your butt. It's a terrible expression, but it does sum up. I knew exactly where you were going for. Now, they asked her about the Marilyn Monroe dress, and she said, that, you know, they didn't dig deep here. Hoda, Savannah, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. They needed a follow-up question. So they asked about it, and she said she was happy to have the opportunity, and she showed up at the top of the red carpet in a robe and slippers, and then she put the dress on at the bottom of the carpet, and then she emphasised this point, so you know she knows. She said, I only had it on for like 3 or 4 minutes. Well, there's been lots of stories that the dress is damaged. Ripley's Believe It or Not, who owned the dress, said, no, the dress is fine, it is fine. This is terrible, you're not going to believe it. So, right now, there's a story breaking. The dress is on display at Ripley's Believe It or Not. Do you know how the dress is advertised? It's advertised as the dress Kim Kardashian wore to the Met. They don't mention Marilyn. It's not,
I mean,
right.
That's not right. It's not right. The only reason why she wore it, because it was Marilyn Monroe's dress.
They've erased Marilyn and JFK. I mean, she wore it to sing happy birthday to him. And instead, all those pictures have gone, all that advertising, and now it's a picture of Kim on the red carpet at the Met.
I'm embarrassed it's for Ripley's.
It's embarrassing. Our culture's come to this. Oh, it's terrible, Donnie. Oh, it's just awful, 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 awful. Hey, we want to know what you think about all this. Go vote. Our poll of the day is Kim Kardashian said she waited 6 months before introducing her boyfriend, Pete Davidson, to her kids. Is this too soon or just about right? What do you think? 6 months? I don't know. Let us know. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Sticking with the Kardashians, but switching sisters, Khloe Kardashian. She is dating a private equity investor she met through Kim. Looks like she's finally dumped Tristan for good. She better have. The source told Page Six the Kardashian star is currently dating a private equity investor she met through her older sister. Khloe and her mystery man were introduced at a dinner party a few weeks ago, and the two hit it off. The relationship is in its early stages, and Khloe is feeling really good. And a source added that Khloe and Tristan do not talk unless it's about their 4-year-old daughter, True.
Ooh.
But also, these Kardashians have the timeline is what I'm learning is a little interesting. It's new. It's a couple weeks. We're in a relationship. Yes. You're going to get married. It's like 6 months, 10 months.
I think Kim introducing her to somebody might be a good idea, although Kim's been very unlucky in love too, so we can't necessarily go by Kim's judgment in Fellas, can we? I hope Khloe the best. Kim, you know, it's ups and downs with Kim. I think Kim will always be okay. Khloe's the one I worry about.
Do you think he's going to have tattoos just like, because, you know, Courtney's dating married Travis, and now Kim's dating Pete, so Khloe's going to get her own little mannequin?
What is he, a private business?
Equity.
equity. Well, that sounds rich, doesn't it? That's money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. It's not Kardashian money.
Oh, no, no. But that's it's true, money. You see, but it is money. I bet it's more than Pete money. Do you think it's more than Pete money? It's more than SNL now, money.
That's yeah. exactly right.
Do you think it's more than the one covered with the tattoos?
Travis Barker?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Blink-182 hasn't had a hit in 20 years, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Maybe Chloe's going to end up with the richest guy. He sounds nice, Chloe. Send me a picture. Hello, hello, hello. So Prince William's turning 40. Isn't that wild? Princess Diana's son is turning 40. Happy birthday. It's going to be a private little party with his family. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Why are you doing that? I don't think his brother's going to be there or Meghan. I think it's going to be the children. Maybe the Queen will pop over or call.
Is she going to hobble over?
Don't you dare. You'll be in the Tower of London if she hears that. She'll maybe pop. She probably gives him a call. She might not go. Maybe she zooms in. But hello. A royal expert is telling us a lot about Prince William, and I think it's fascinating. He's saying, obviously, he's destined to be king, and he's dedicated to serve his country and his grandmother, and he wants to serve like she has for 7 decades without hardly any hiccups. They say he is the epitome of a loving husband to Catherine. That's what they call her. They don't call her Kate, and a devoted father to their 3 children, George, Charlotte, and my favourite, Naughty Louis, he's the best there. They said in public, William appears to be calm and balanced and determined, but also too, he's not scared to stand up for some political causes that he believes in. The royals don't really get political, but they said the environment is very, very important to him, and also to mental health is something that he and Catherine, Kate have talked about, but in private, this is what I love all the gossip, in private, while he is a loyal servant to the crown, in private, he can have a little bit of a shy side to him. He's not the life and soul of the party. He's quite calm. He's very, very demure is a word they use. He's not a show pony like you, Donny Meacham. You'd be the Harry.
He has always seemed to be the more shy one, kind of shying away from cameras, just saying hi, going in and out of the building, not there to cause a stir.
I wish him well. You know, it must be difficult. I'm sure it's greatly rewarding too, but to know that you're going to be the King of England, that's a lot of pressure, Donny.
But not even, it's scary. I would literally every day be like, oh my God, please wake up. Did the Queen wake up again today? Did she wake up? Please wake up.
I would rather be Harry. I would rather be the number two. I don't need to be the boss. Although I am a bit of a bossy boots. Yeah. I actually quite like the second banana position. My sisters were always bossy, if they're listening, hello, hello, hello. I was always in Christine's shadow. And I'm quite grateful for it because now I'm okay being number two. Where are you, Donny? Do you have to be in charge? Do you have to be the center of the attention?
No, I'm like you. I want to be number two because I like to have a little fun.
Me too.
And you can't have fun if you're number one because the eyes are, everybody's all, ooh. Yeah.
And we're not reliable. Yeah. We're not reliable, you and me. I'd rather go out and have a drink. Yeah. Forget tomorrow's activities. I'm not going to christen that ship or go to the hospital. Yeah. No, we'll have a lie-in, Donny. Me and you will go out. We'll let our older brother, we'll let Delaney do that. Miss D can do all that. We'll be in the shadows. Happy, happy birthday, 40. Prince William. This is quite a serious story. So what's going on with Dave Chappelle?
Well, Dave Chappelle, he turns down the naming honor after the student backlash. So Dave Chappelle announced that his alma mater, Duke Ellington School of Arts, will not be naming its theater after him. Instead, it will be called the Theater of Artistic Freedom and Expression.
Oh, that's a
mighty long name.
That's a long name. It's a lot of letters to put up.
Chappelle, who graduated from the prestigious high school in 1991, he made the announcement attributing the recent decision to the backlash he received from students regarding his controversial Netflix special, The Closer. Referencing the time he visited the Ellington School in November when the renaming ceremony was initially supposed to take place, Chappelle said the criticism from students sincerely hurt me. Chappelle's special, The Closer, it sparked outrage. I mean, people were very angry. Upset.
Did you see it? Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
I don't like homophobic transgender jokes. I don't. Now, I know a lot of people that are listening will find these jokes funny. That's fine. You have to find what you find funny. It's not funny to me. I don't like fat jokes. I don't like any jokes about weight. It's just not for me. Not for me.
I don't like it. But Chappelle said he opted not to reject, but rather defer the renaming of his school's theater in order to emphasize my right, my freedom of artistic expression. That's why they renamed the school the Theater of Artistic Freedom and Expression.
They wanted to name it the Dave Chappelle Theater. And, you know, people would know what that was. You'd know he went to the school. You could brag about it. Now they're going to put up all these letters on the... Oh, it's a long title. How are they going to fit all those? I hope it's a big marquee. And they're never going to fit all those letters up. He's done that too, to stick it to them, hasn't he? Calling it freedom of expression. I get it. Neither side is going to back down here. And maybe that's the way it should be. We don't really get into politics on this show. And we certainly don't talk about cancel culture and stuff like that. But I think that he has not been cancelled. The show aired on Netflix. I think it was one of the highest specials ever on Netflix. And also, too, people that don't like it, they protested. They didn't watch it. So maybe everybody won here. Is that a silly way of looking at it? Like,
no, I think it's... And Netflix even came out and said, look, we are going to air things that people aren't always going to like. And if you don't like it, watch something else.
Yeah, don't like it. It's like when people tell me that they don't support gay wedding. I say, then don't get gay married.
Yeah. Or don't go to one.
Don't get... Then you shouldn't be married to a gay person. Yeah. If you don't like a gay marriage, marry a straight person. Yeah. Then everything's fine. I know people. They get all angry, don't they? Oh, this is wild story. So Amber Heard did that big Dateline interview. Did you watch it with Savannah Guthrie? Nobody watched it. Apparently, the ratings were lackluster. So they had a one-on-one interview. Only got about 2.3 million viewers. So Heard's appearance brought in the show's second smallest audience since November. So not only did it not do well, it did worse than one of those murders they normally have on Dateline, which I love. I love those murders. Oh!
I always watch Dateline. I will not be watching that one.
It's always the husband.
Always.
Always the husband. I know.
Well, people were just tired of it because they watched Amber Heard trial all weeks.
Yeah, I watched it. It's also to the wrong venue for it. Don't promise me a murder and give me Amber Heard. I watched Dateline. I mean, they should have just called it... It shouldn't have been a Dateline special. It should have just been an Amber Heard hour special. They shouldn't have put it under the Dateline umbrella because that's not what Dateline is famous for anymore. Now, leading up to the special, though, they did push it really hard, Donnie. They put out lots of little buzzy snippets. They put out a Q&A. But even so, it fell behind a repeat episode of ABC's 2020. A repeat got more viewers than this. I think you're right. I think everybody is over this story, although I would guess when Johnny Depp sits down and tells his side of the story, I think it's going to get big numbers, Donnie. I think it'll get big, big numbers. What do you think?
Oh, when Johnny tells his story, it's going to be massive.
It's going to be massive. It is going to be massive. There's a disparity about their celebritage, isn't there? Like, he's a huge star. Everybody sort of knows him. I'm not that familiar with Amber's work. And honestly, I think if I sat next to her at Bottino's, I'd be like, oh, there's a very pretty person, but I might not immediately put the name to the face. Are you there?
I watched Aquaman, but I'm not even sure which one she was in Aquaman. See, was she Aqua or was she the man?
That's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da. Da, 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 da.
So yesterday we talked about Jennifer Lopez introducing her child Emmy using a gender-neutral pronoun. Are you surprised about this? Are you surprised that J-Lo's doing this? Let's have a look. Oh, only 10% are surprised. Everybody thinks J-Lo would be a fabulous mommy, accepting. The reason we're talking about this is Cher, of all people, Cher said that she had trouble when Chaz came out as transgender. So even the people that you think are the coolest, the most progressive people in the world, when it hits home, it can be quite traumatic. Cher admitted she failed this test. Now she is doing marvellous. But J-Lo, I think Jennifer is with it. She's modern. She gets this. What do you think?
Oh, no. And I think now we're really going to see this more and more and more because kids these days are so open to just life and they don't judge each other and they're just dare to accept each other for who they are. And I think nobody wants labels anymore.
I love it. I do. I wish I had had this growing up. It was hard enough to say I was gay. I can't imagine asking my parents or telling my friends to use a gender-neutral pronoun. Well, they wouldn't have known what it meant. They would have had no idea. We've come a long way. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rom. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, let's do our nicest of the day.
Harry Styles helped a concert goer come out as gay, saying, "You are a free man."
Oh!
Harry took a moment to recognize a fan's request at Wembley Stadium to help me come out. The audience cheers as Styles picked up a vibrant pride flag. When this flag goes above my head, you are officially out, Styles declared into the microphone. I think that's how it works. When this flag goes above
my head,
that's
how you become gay. Yeah,
that's how you officially gay, my boy.
I like this. You are a free man. That's how I felt when I finally came out of the closet. And it took me a while. Took me a while to get there. Everybody knew, apart from I knew too. I just didn't say it.
Yes.
It took me a while. You feel free.
So free.
Free. Same with you, Donnie. It's just
nothing. You're hiding something secret forever, and it's like you have to choose your words carefully. Yeah. It's not worth it.
And it's not like you're hiding you like vanilla ice cream instead of chocolate. Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a real important part of yourself. If you've got a secret out there, if you're listening and you have secrets, trust Harry Styles. Reveal them, and you will be free. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty.
Shame.
Thank you, darling. Bradley Cooper is revealing that a director mocked him for his 7 Oscar nominations. So Bradley has scored multiple Oscar nominations for acting, writing, producing, but some people will always see him as the guy in The Hangover. He said that's what happened when he attended a party. He was campaigning for A Star Is Born, and he didn't name the filmmaker, but he said he had less than flattering comments. Cooper said the director said the following quote, "What world are we living in where you have 7 nominations?" And Bradley was taken aback by this and was like, "Bro, you're such an a-hole. I would never effing forget that. Go F yourself." People are so rude. And I'm talking about the director, not Bradley, because the F word's a lot. That's a lot of Fs. I don't like to swear, but that's not my problem here. Don't say that. They're just jealous. 7 Oscar nominations and you're still thought of as the guy in The Hangover? Some people just don't want you to succeed. Don't you agree, meanies?
That's one of those things of like, it just didn't need to be said.
Don't say it. And you look like a fool. Bradley doesn't. He's still got his 7 nominations even after your mean words, after your 7 stupid words. He's still got his 7 nominations. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
You get a Rob.
Thank you, darling. This quote from Lady Gaga. I think about it all the time. It's in my book, The Foreword Answer. Gaga said the following quote, "I've been searching for ways to heal myself, and I found that kindness is the best way." If you want to heal yourself, the best medicine, the best way to heal yourself is with kindness. What do you think, Donnie?
No, I agree. You have to be kind to yourself. It's something you preach a lot. And you
I
just
do
say, be kind to others, but mostly be kind to yourself.
Yeah, be kind, be kind. I'm going to be kind now and let our listeners know. I just saw somebody walk behind you, Donnie.
Yeah, my friend's visiting from New York City for my birthday.
Happy birthday. The naughties adore you. I thought you'd got a gentleman caller.
That's too early.
It's early in the morning in LA. My eyes, I nearly forgot what I was going to say. They went wide when I saw a shadow slip behind you. Oh, I was trying to get a screen grab. My bad arm couldn't move fast enough to get it.
You know, if it had been a gentleman caller, I would have told them to lock himself in the bathroom until I was done.
Lock the door, the naughties. Happy birthday, Donnie. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.